Begin the current daf, Mesechtas Nida daf Yud Tes. Begin four lines down at the top of the Amud. We continue with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of this Mesechta regarding the laws of Dam Nida. And our Mishnah now specifies Chamisha Damim Tameim Beisha, the five types of blood that are Tameh regarding the woman that's considered the Dam of Nida. And they are Ha'adim, if it's red, Vashacha, if it's black, Uke Keren, which Keren could either be translated as the corner of the garden, or Karen, as in the Pasuk, Kikaran or Panav, could actually mean the shine, the splendor, of the Karkam, which is the crocus plant, which grows over there again, either the corner of the garden, or the shine of the Karkam. Ukamemi Adama, the fourth one is like the water of earth, which is like, the Mishnah itself is going to qualify exactly what is that. Ukamazig, and like wine, red wine that's diluted in water, so although its redness is a little bit weaker, that is also one of the shades of red that's considered tummy. Now, Bishami, they say, Afkememe Tilson, even like the water of fenugreek, Ukememe Basitzli, and like the water of roasted meat, which that juice that comes out, that color is also considered the color of red to be tummy for the tumma of Nida. Now, Bishilmatarim, they disagree with those two, and they say that no, those two colors are tar, they're not considered the tumma of Dam Nida. Continues the Mishnah Hayarik, the color of yellow. Sa'kavi b'melal metame. He says that is to consider tum of nida, that color. V'cham metame, let's say just say that's tar, that's not considered dam of nida. So Amr Meir, he says, im'eina metame m'shem kasim, he says, if it's not going to be tummy because of a stain, metame m'shem mashke, then it's going to be metame because of a liquid. Which the Gemara doesn't explain exactly what is the statement. It seems to be going on the halach of yellow, but exactly what is the statement coming to say? Where Reb Yisim, he disagrees, he says, no, loikach v'loikach, neither this nor that, not kesem, not mashke. And the Gemara will explain his opinion too. Says the Mishnah, ezehu adam. So we said there's five types. The first one was red. What's considered red? Says the Mishnah, kedam hamaka, like the blood of a wound, which the Gemara will explain exactly what does that mean also. What's shachar, what's black, is kacharis, like adermint, which is a type of a pigment that's used for ink. That's considered the shade of black, that if it comes out of a woman, that from the uterus, we're saying that that's considered the tumah of nida. Now, amik mekain, if it's deeper than that, if its blackness is deeper than this color of charis, so then it's tumah, it's going to be tumah. Deya mekain, but if it's lighter than that, which it lost some of that depth of the black, then tar, then that's going to be tar, if that came from a woman. Okay, Karen Karkam, like I said, the corner of the garden of the crocus plant, means kubar shabai, what type of redness that there is in that plant. It means because there are certain leaves that are more clear and brighter in the redness that it has than others, as the Gemara will explain. So we're talking about the brightest ones of that color of red, that's the red that if that same color would come from a woman, that the dam is going to be considered dam of nida, that's tuma. Ukamemi adama, when we said that it's the water of the earth, is mibikas beis kerem, is from the valley of beis kerem, the name of a place, which they would bring earth from there and they would put it into a vessel, umetzav mayim, and then they would float water on top of they would add water until it floats on top of the earth. And that color that you get over there, that redness is the redness that it would be tummy by a woman. And the last one, chamazig, where diluted, would be, for example, shnei chalokamayim ve'echad yayin, if there's two parts water and one part wine, minayayin hasheirani, from the Sharon region, that type of color, again, is that glance, is that color, that appearance of the redness of these five types that it would be tummy by a woman, that type of a blood. So says the Gemara, Menolam Dikadam Tar Beisha. Where do we know this concept that we're saying in our Mishnah that there is a pure type of blood from a woman, that we're saying only these five types colors, that when they come out of a woman, then we say that's Tar Meifanida. Where do we know that there's blood that's considered Tar? Then we'll call Dam Dasim in our tummy. Maybe every blood that comes out of her from the uterus, we're saying that's going to be tummy. So Amr B'chamah Bar Yisav Amr Beisha says, because Amr Kra, the Pasuk says in the Varim, in the parasha of the Zakin Mamri, which is when ki poli mim chadavar lamishpa, when there's going to be something alluding from you in regarding to the judgment, ben dam ledam, between different types of bloods and so on, the pasuk says, so you go up to the Sanhedrin and they will tell you and you have to follow their ruling. Someone that disagrees, then he's considered Zakin Mamri, gets punished. So says the Gemara, what does it mean ben dam ledam? It means ben dam tar, ledam tame. Obviously there's a differentiation, what type of a blood? Because there are bloods that are tar and there are bloods that are tame. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, then translate the rest of the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Be negel a neger," between one type of a tzaras affliction and another. Hachanami ben neger, tamal neger tar. Do you think it would mean here also the way you were saying regarding blood? Oh, because there's a type of a neger that's tamal and there's one that's tar? If you're going to say yes, that's what it means. Negatar, is there such a thing as a pure nega affliction? And if you're going to say yes, like we find the pasuk in Yikra, it says kuli hafach lavan tarhu, that if the person actually becomes entirely white, then actually it actually becomes tar. So you see, there's a nega that's tar. That's the Gemara. No, ahu bayak mikri. That's not called a nega. That's called bayak, which is a terminology of whiteness, which by certain boys they have these white dots on their faces, but the point is, it's not called a nega. When we don't find a quote a nega that's tar. Ella be nigi adam la nigi batim la nigi begadim. Rather, what would the pasuk obviously mean to say when it says be nega la nega, not between the tar and the tamer one? There is no tar nega. It would mean between the different types of categories of negaim, which there's negaim that are specific to a person. There are certain specific halachas regarding negaim of a house or regarding negaim of garments. But for kulan tamein, but all of them are tamei. Heroes is not differentiating between one that's tummy, one that's tar, rather means between whatever the category is, whether it's the blood of Nido, whether it's the blood of Ziva, Bavakul and Tameim, and therefore all of them would be considered tummy. So how are you proving from here that there's such a concept as dam tar? Says the Gemara, no, hi mai. What are you saying? Bishle Mahasam, you're right, over there by Nagoim, although that they're all going to be tummy. It's just that it's saying binegla nega between the different types of categories that there is negi batim, negi adim, negi begadim. But Ika, you could still explain the halacha of the pasuk, which, like we said, is coming to explain the division, the disagreement of the Zakei Mamri, this rebellious elder, and the Sanhedrin in his generation, which that's what the pasuk is saying over there in the Devarim Yedzayin. V'yesh ha-shayas b'zadim, but if he's going to go deliberately against the Sanhedrin, so then that's going to be the Isser of Zakei Mamri. For example, where do you have that there is a halach of Zakei Mamre in regards to the halachas of Nagoyim, even though they're all talking about that they're all tamei, is laflugi benigi adam. Let's say in the context of Nagoyim of a person, there could be their dispute. What dispute? But plukt ribshu v'rabbanan, where the Zakei Mamre will be saying like one of them, and Sanhedrin will be saying like the other one. So it would make sense what the pasuk is coming to say. You're right, benega lenega means one type of benega, let's say, of adam, or one of begadim, of one of bias. You're right, it's just saying between the different categories, but each one would be to say lutame, but it would be applicable for what the context of the pasuk come to tell regarding Zakei Mamre, because we find that there are disputes in those halachas. Where do we find? So let's say that in Negi Adam. We find this machlekes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabban and Ditnan. We learn the Mishnah Masechtas Negoim that says in Beheres Koydim Lesar Lavan Tameh. If the nega itself, the stain on the body, came before the white hairs which is on that discolored skin, which the Beheres called the discolored skin, and then there's the white hair on top of that, then it's going to be tummy because the white hair is a simon of tumma. Only if the Beheres came first, like the Pasuk says, "Amayikur Yigimul Behini Nepech Sar Lavan Bi Beheres." The white hairs have to come already when the Beheres is already there before. Now, vim sar lovin kaidim la beharis tar. But if the white hairs came before the discolored skin, then it's going to be tar. Now, suffik, let's say there's a doubt, we don't know which one came first. So the Tanakhama says, tame will be tame. Bibishua mekeya, he says it's light. Vamarabba, he says, what does that mean? It means keya v'tar, means it's light and it's tar, meaning to say it's like a nega which got lighter from its color in the first week when it was sequestered, when it was detained, which that's a simon of tahar, like the pasuk says, v'nekeya nega. So he's borrowing that terminology to say, oh, so over here when there's a doubt, says K, it means to say that's going to be tar. So you find the machlekes regarding Safik in the Nigi of Adam, that could be what the Zakei Mamre and the Sanhedrin are disagreeing about. So to Benegi Batim, let's say within the gum of a house. We could say the Zakei Mamre and the Sanhedrin are disputing this same machlekes that we find in the Mishnah Masechtas Negoim, which generally the share of a nega is like the share of a gris, like a split bean, both in its length and its width. Now, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, he says, however, lo ilam in a bayis tummy, but a house does not become tummy. At shiro kishnei grisin ashnei avadim, until you see, like the size of two split beans on two stones, bishnei kais lim bekeren zavis, on the two walls of the corner of the house, meaning one on one wall and the other one right there on the corner, the other wall right next to it. Arkei kishnei grisin v'rach bekegris, its length like two split beans, and its width like one. I mean to say that if you're going to put it on the length, on the two stones where they're coming here at the corner, it's going to come out that on every stone there's a grist that's squared, like which is like the share of a nega. But he says it has to be on both stones, because like the pasuk says, v'chol tzas avadim, you have to take over the stones in the plural. As the Gemara explains, my time to Rabbi Elazar b'Shem, what's the reason for his opinion? Because on the one hand, Siv Kir, it says in the singular, the wall. It says Umarein Shafal Minakir, that its appearance is deeper than the wall itself. But Uksiv Kirais, but it says the walls in the plural. So he says, Ezehu Kir Shahu Kishnei Kiris, what's a wall that's like two walls? Havalim is a Karen Zavis. That's the corner where it's one wall, but it's two walls because it's meeting over there. So therefore he says it has to be Shnei Grisin by Al Grisachar on these two stones, whereas the Chum disagree. They say no, it could even be on one. So you see that they can have a dispute by Nigibat. So too, B'nigi B'gadim. We understand what the halacha, the pasuk, comes and tells by Zalkar Mamri, by the negam of garments, where they would be beplukt. The Rebbeinu said, B'nav Tulmas V'rabbanan. The Tanakh, like, learn the Braisa, that Rebbeinu said, B'nav Tulmas, I mean, he says, Minayin L'priches B'gadim, he says, where do we know that if the tzara spreads throughout the entire garment, Shehitayra, that actually, paradoxically, then the garment actually becomes tar. Because although the halacha of Pricha was only said by a person, like it says over there, Me'yiku Yigimel V'imparech Tifrach, but how do you know that he says that the same thing would apply to a garment? Because nema karachas v'gabachas v'begadim, which there is a certain halacha of karachas and gabachas, but it says that terminology by garments, v'nema karachas v'gabachas badim. It says the same terminology by a person, which is the front of the head, the back of the head. Now, but since it says the same terminology by both the nega of people and the nega of garments, so he says the following Zereshava. Malahan parch bekuli tar, just like over there by a person. If the nega is on his whole body, actually, paradoxically, the person becomes tar. Afkan nami parch bekuli tar. So to over here by the garment, it actually becomes old tar, which the Rabban disagree. So we could understand, yes, that okay, over there, Benegel and Nega doesn't mean between the Negatar and the Negatamer, because there is no Negatar. But we understand what is differentiated, because in the Zakin Mamri, in each category, there's going to be a dispute that could apply for the Lach of Zakin Mamri. But Elahacho, but over here, answers the Gemara to show the proof that we're saying. By the Lachas of Dam, of Nida, Idam Tar Leka, if you're saying, like you're asking, that there is no such halacha of a pure blood, rather you want to say all blood that comes out of the uterus should be tummy, then by pligi, then what's the dispute between the Zikr Mamri and the Sanhedrin? We don't find a halachi disagreement. Must be bin dam la dam. In that context, means between dam tar and dam tummy. That's the source for the halacha of our Mishnah, that all other types of colors are actually tar. Says Gemara, fine. So you know that there's dam tar and dam tummy. But how do you know that all these other colors are tar and the five that you mentioned in the Mishnah are tummy? So I remember voices because Damakra, the Pasuk says a Malachim Beis, it says Vayiru Mayav, which the word in the Pasuk there is Mineged, Esamayim, that the Moabites, they saw from a distance the water, Adumim Kedam, red like blood, which is they thought the Jews were killed, and because of that they were unprepared to fight. But one thing you see is Lamemra Tidam, you see that the Pasuk blood, and Adamu, you see that blood has to be red. And all the colors in the Mishnah that we said are going to be Gitami for Dam Nida are all red. All the other colors are not red, and therefore they're tar. Says Gemara, but then Ema Adam, maybe only say the reddest of the red, which is like the Dam of Amaka that we said in the Mishnah, maybe that should only be the one that's Tami for Dam Nida, Vesuloi, but all the others should not be. So Amar Bevo, he says, no, because the Amakra, the Pasuk says of a Yikra, it says, Dameha Dameha. It says her blood once, and it says her blood twice. Where it says in Perek Chaf, it says, V'higil says Makar Dameha, which is the laws of the Dam Nida. And it says Vitarma Makar Demeh, which says plural, Dameha, her bloods, two times, Harikanarba, two times two is four. That there's four types of redness that are going to be Tami for the Nida. But less than those four types of redness are not considered Dam to have the term of Dam Nida. It says the Gemara, but Vanan Chamishitan. How can I tell you there's four? But we learned in the Mishnah there's five. So Mchanini says, no, actually there's only four types. The fifth one, Shachar, black, Adam Hu Elishalak, it's really red, it just got deteriorated that color and it turned black. But really its sources is from red, and therefore there's four types of red that we're saying, and the source is Dameh Dameh. Says the Gemara Tanamach, similar in the Braisa, that Shachar, as we said, as we qualify in the Mishnah, is Kecheres, like this pigment of Kecheres. Amek Mikain Tami, if it's deeper than that black, then it's for sure Tami. Diyah, if it's lighter than that, then I fill it, and even if it's still black, Kekheil, some type of a mineral, but it has somewhat of a grayish color, then tar, it's going to be tar because it's not as black as Cheres. As says the Braisa, like we were saying, B'shachar zeh, this blackness, it's not from the beginning this blood is black, but when it gets uprooted from the body, then it becomes black. Mashal damaka, similarly like we find by the blood of a wound. When it comes out of the body, then it changes color, then it gets deteriorated, then it becomes black, but it's really from red as the blood is inside the body. Therefore, that's like we said, really there's four types, damel, damel. The one of black is just a discoloration of the original red. So the Mishnah said, but Bishamir, I mean, they said, no, Af Kimemi Tilson. No, even like the blood, even like the water of fenugreek and also that of roasted meat, that is also considered red for the blood if the woman's dam looked like that to be considered Tameh v'dam nida. Says Gemara, but v'leslu Bishamir demeh, demeh harikan arba, but don't they agree to what we just said before that the whole source of which ones are Tameh are only four and he's adding on another two? So says the Gemara, Ibai Seim Aleslo. If you want, you could say, no, they don't hold that's the source, and therefore you could add on more. Vibai Seim, if you want, you could say, Islu, they do hold like that. But Mila, Reb Chanin, didn't we just quote from Reb Chanina that Shachar Adam Hu Ela Shalaka, black is really red, it just got deteriorated. Hachanami, Milko Delaka, here also, he says that these two colors are really from the original four that are red. It just got deteriorated, but it's still considered that its origin is from that original red, and therefore that's why he says it's going to be considered Tumafanita. Now, as we said in the Mishnah, Beisil Matar, they disagree. They say, though, those two cases are going to be tar. Says Gemara, well, Hain Tanakama, the same as Tanakama, who only mentioned those five and not the case of Beishamai. Says Gemara, no, Ikam, the difference between Beisil and the Tanakama is between Tam and Beis is litlois, is to suspend. Tanakama held that there's five types that are definitively Tame, but the other colors, like what Beishamai said, are a suffix. Beishamai says definitively Tame. The Tanakama hold that it's a suffix. Beisil holds it's totally tar. Now the Mishnah continues, says Hayarik, if it's yellow, a kavi ben malal mitame, he said that's going to be considered tame. Says the Gemara, same question we asked on Bishame, Velesle la kavi demed demed harikan abo, doesn't he hold that the source is that it's only four, how could he add on yellow? So Ibai Seme Lesle, if you want, you can say, no, he doesn't hold that's the source. Or Vibai Seme Isle, if you want, you can say, he does hold. But Milam, Rebbechanidin, say, Shachar Adam Wele Shalaka, black is really red, it just got deteriorated. Achanam Milku Adalaki, also yellow is really red, it just got deteriorated. And therefore he holds that's including those original four to be Tame as the red of Damnida. Now, but the Mishnah then said, Vachamatarim, Chama say that no, the yellow color is tar. Says the Gemara, well, I'm the Tanakama, same as the Tanakama, who said there's only five and not more, which obviously is excluding yellow. Says the Gemara, like we said, Ikimene Litlis, heroes in this halacha, the difference is to suspend that the Chacham hold its Torah totally, Tanakama hold that it would be a Safik. And whereas Remeir, when Akavi Mamalal will hold that it's definitively Tami. Now, then the Mishnah continue, Amr Remeir, he said, now regarding this yellow, he says, Im Eina Mitame Shum Kesem V'chulu, if it's not going to be Mitame as a stain, then at least, then it's going to be Mitame Shum Mashka. It's going to be contaminated as the law of a Mashka, of a liquid. So what does this statement mean to say? Some of Yechon, he says, Yarid Remei L'shitas Akavi B'malal V'timi. Really, Remei is going according to the opinion of Akavi B'malal that was just mentioned before in the Mishnah, that holds that really the color yellow is going to make a woman tame like the halacha of a nida. It's like, it's dam nida. V'hacha kamalur Rabban. So what was he telling to the Rabban? It was as follows. Nihi dehecha dekomishkachas kesem yarek amana, meaning the Chacham said that yellow is tahar, but he was like Akavi that's tame. So what was this statement coming to say? He was coming to say that you're right. Although, if a woman would find a stain on her garment in the color of yellow, I understand, Lo Mitamisu, that you would hold that the woman wouldn't be Tame, because since ultimately it's yellow, we would assume it's not coming from her body, because it's not common to come the color yellow from the woman's uterus. It's not so common. So we wouldn't suspend and say that the stain on her garment is from her body. Rather, we'd say it's coming from somewhere else. It wouldn't be the Dam of Nida. That I understand. That's what he was saying, that it's not going to be Tame Shem Kesem. But heichad kachazi dam yark magufa, but when she has yellow blood coming out of her body, that most definitely is dam, like a kamalal. And therefore, titami, she should be tami. That's what he was saying. It should be mitami, it should mashke, because of the liquid of her body, for the ri'i of dam as a nida. That interpretation, the Gemara says, if that's what Remei was saying, then then why is he saying that, oh, if it's not going to be mitame because of stain, I understand you, but let it become mitame like a liquid. He shouldn't have said mishum mashka, mishum royami bayli. He should have said because of a ri'iya, which is the terminology we always use for the ri'iya of dam of anida. Why did he say that the word of mashka? Sailor rather says, this is what he was telling to them. You're right. That I understand what you're saying, that if a woman initially has a ri'iyah of dam that's yellow, I could understand that you hold that she's not going to be tame because of a ri'iyah, because you hold that, no, yellow is not like a kavir. You hold it's not considered blood. And that's really what he means to say, that it's not going to be tame shum kesem, meaning it's not like other blood that its stain would be tame. Here it's not its stain, and neither, I understand you're saying the ri'iyah also would not be matame, if that's the original blood that's coming out of her body. But his question was, Heichad dechazi dam adam, but where, let's say she had regular red blood coming out of her body. V'hadachazi dam yarek, and then yellow blood comes out of her body. Titame, that yellow blood should be mitame. Mididava mashke zava zava, just like any liquid that comes out of the body of a zava, and a zava, like her spit and her urine, if that liquid touches a person or a vessel or other taras with that yellow blood that she saw during her days of nida, where she started off with red blood, she's a nida, that she became a nida because of the red blood, but then let at least the yellow liquid that comes out of a body that touches something else, let it be mitame people or vessels, because it should be no different than liquids that come out of our body, like urine and spittle. And why are you saying that is totally tar, even in the halacha of the liquid coming from the body of a nida? But says the Gemara, but Rabbanan, no, they say that you're right. Spit, urine, those things will be metame people if it's from the body of a zava or a zava. But it actually has to be dumi deroik. It has to be similar to spittle. Marik shemes agal v'yetzi, just like spit gathers together and then it comes out. Avkol shemes agal v'yetzi, any liquid that gathers first in the woman's body and then comes out, yeah, that's going to be metame a person that touches that liquid. Lafuki hai, excluding this of blood, whether it's tummy blood or tahar blood, but when blood comes out, it drips out straight away. The emes agal v'yetzi, it doesn't first gather and then come out, whereas spit gathers and then comes out, urine gathers and then it comes out. So actually, yeah, no, it's actually not going to be tummy, even as a mashka coming out of the zav and zava. So the Gemara says, but if that's the case, well, shapu kamer lady Rabban Rameh, then of course, Rabban, of course, correct that what they're telling to Rameh, so how would we understand Rameh that would say that it should be tummy? It's not mesal goyitz, it's not dummy derik. Why would he say it should be tummy shamashka? Taylor Rather says, Gemara, you had a different interpretation. This is what he was telling them. When he said that it should be like a liquid, like a beverage, means lahachshares zroim, a different halacha about preparing food items to be susceptible to tumah, that if then subsequently a dead sheretz touches that food item, they should be able to become tamei because it came in contact with one of the seven liquids beforehand, which one of them is dam. Why did you totally say that it's going to be tar? But Rabbanan, they say that no, although dam is one of the seven liquids that would make a food item susceptible to tuma, but boy, you need to have, as the pasuk says, b'midbar dam chalolim, the blood of the slain, of the ones who were killed, yishta, they'll drink, which is metaphorically there in that pasuk. But one thing we see is that the blood that the soul leaves when it's slain, that's called, quote, a mashka. Now, regarding hechsher, to make a food item susceptible to tumah, it needs to be a mashka, like the pasuk in Mikrit Aleph, v'asher yavo lav ma'im yitma, any food item that water will come on, it will become tummy, or v'chol mashka asher yishas, or any beverage that will be drunk. In other words, it has to be a mashka that will be drunk, that comes in the food item, as the Gemara explains in Pesachim, daf tezayin min aleph. But v'leka, here you don't have this, because this is not the dam shanefesh yitzaba. If this blood is yellow, it's not considered something that will even be machshir, right? So the Gemara goes back to the drawing board. If that's the case, Shabbat Kamerle Rabban Rameh. So then Rabban obviously saying, well, to Rameh, how could he say she even be a mashkid be machshir zroim? It's not, because not dam chalolim. It's yellow blood. So the Gemara says, El Hachi Kamerlu. Rather, no, this is what he was telling them. Alfu b'gzir shava. Yeah, for the last halacha that we just said, but not because of dam chalolim yishtu, but rather you should learn from gzir shava that it should make food items, seeds, susceptible to tumah. From Gzeres Shava, because Ksivach, it says over here, passing in Shir Hashem, it says, Shalachayach, that what he sent you, which is referring to the blood of the Nidois, which are sent forth from the woman, our Pardus Remainim, is a orchard of pomegranates, meaning, just like this orchard that's closed off to safeguard it, so to the Jewish women, they close their openings in the times of when they're Nida, from not having relations with their husband, and therefore the Pasuk says, in Prima Gadim, with delicious fruits, which are the children. Now, so it says the terminology of shalachayach regarding the dam nidus. Uksiv hasim sotah says the pasuk over there in Iyev, b'shaleach mayim apnei chutz, that he sends forth water on the surface of the outsides. So we see the terminology of shaleach there also in the context of water. So we make the following zera shavah, just like water is machshir, is one of the seven liquids, so the dam of nidus, which is referenced there in shalachayach, is also going to be machshir. And therefore he was saying in the Mishnah, yeah, even though it's not going to be tamei as a kesem, as a re'iyah, as even the one of the mashka, but let's be a mashka regarding being machsha as rayim, that's what it says metam shemashka. With Rabbana, they disagree, they say, no, adam don kavachay ma'atzmai. You can make your own kavachay on your own. But the ain't don dan gzereshav ma'atzmai. You can't make your own gzereshav, which is a comparison of two different words having the same word in their context, unless someone received it from his teacher, or halachal mishmasina, going back all the way to tradition from Mishm Harasina, because maybe the pasuk actually is coming to tell us something else. Whereas he had the gzeres shava, he didn't, and therefore that's the source for their machlekes regarding is it going to be machshir as a zroim, as a mashke, if it's yellow blood. Now the Mishnah said, then Rabbi Yisim, he disagreed with Rabbi Meir, and he said, Loikach v'chulu, no, not this and not that. That's not a kesem, which according to all the interpretations is not a re'iyah, it's not a kesem, it's not a mashka b'zav and zava, and Loikach, it's not even going to be as a mashka l'hachash azrayim. Says the Gemara, so Hayna Tana Kama, the same as Tana Kama, who disagreed with Rabbi Meir, which we were just explaining their Rabbanan, that we said, they hold, you can't be done gzeir shav me'atzma. Says Gemara, Hakamash one. Yes, this is what the mission is actually coming to teach us. Man Tanakama, who is the Tanakama that disagrees with Rabbi Meir? It's Rabbi Yasi. So why are we saying that? Because of Chaloyim Adav B'Shem Amar, whoever says something over the name of the one who said it, maybe Gula Olam brings the redemption to the world, and therefore we wanted to say who was to bring the redemption to the world. Then the mission has qualified those five types of red that are dam of dam nida. We said Ezer Adam. What's the one that we said is red? So the mission Kedam Hamak, like the blood of a wound. Says the Gemara, "My kedam amaka." What's this color of red? That's like the blood of a wound. So the Gemara has many different interpretations. I'm reviewing the Mishmul. It says kedam shor shachad, like the blood of a slaughtered ox, where its blood is red. As the Gemara says in Yuma, where you find that there's different colors, and that of an ox is red. Says the Gemara, "Okay, then malei kedam shchita, just like say like the blood of slaughtering. Why say like the blood of the wound?" Says the Gemara, "Iyam kedam shchita. If we would say like the blood of a slaughterer, have a mina kakula shchita, I would say it's like the blood of the entire slaughtering." Now the thing is that the blood, when it's slaughtering, when the slaughter happens, all the blood that comes out, the blood keeps on changing color as it keeps on coming out. That's why we use the terminology like the blood of the wound, is kitchilas hakar shel sakan, like the beginning of the wound of the knife, that first blood coming out, that red is the red that we're talking about, is the color of dam nida. Different interpretation, Ulama, he says, is kedam tzipor chaya, like the blood of a live bird, meaning the blood that comes out of a live bird when it gets wounded, that color is the dam hamaka of our Mishnah, that's the color that would be tummy as nida coming out of a woman. Now, Ibailu, the following question. When he said, like the blood of a tzipra that's chaya can mean two different things. Chaya lafuke shachet, was he saying live versus slaughtered? That when it's dead would be different? Edim lafuke kachosh. Or maybe live, chaya actually means the terminology of robust, of vitality, which is coming to exclude if it's weak. So it's more take a let it stand. It's not clear what he means specifically when he said chaya. Did he mean that when it's alive or meaning robust versus weak? Now, the Siri Amar Rebbe Chanina gives a different interpretation. What's dam hamaka? It's kedam achayla shel roish. It's like the blood of a louse on the head. Now, so on that interpretation, the Gemara asks Meisiv in the following brisa. A woman who sees a stain on her garment. So the brisa says, if harga machilis, if she had killed a louse, a lice, so she could suspend and say, oh, the blood that she has in the garment is from the lice from that she had killed. Now, if one would ask, if she killed a louse, which is the singular of lice, so then the measurement of a stain, of a kesem, to be considered tuma, is the size of a grisvoid, of a split bean and a little bit more. Now, the reason for that is because it actually precludes from a machilis, from a louse, because the blood of a louse is not that much. As the Gemara said in the Perek, that you need the size of a grisvo eid to preclude from dam machilis. So if she's finding the stain, we're saying maybe she should be tameh, which obviously means say it's the shear of a grisvo eid, how could, if she killed a machilis, suspended on that, if their blood is not that much? So that says Rashi, actually, it's not difficult because actually Machlekes Rebbe Chanina ben Tignis, but the Rabbanan, as brought later on from the Chesmei Beis, they hold it doesn't have to be that sheer to become tummy, and therefore you could suspend it, since it's less that sheer, to say that it was the last that she killed. But one thing says the Gemara, my love, isn't it talking about when she killed a Machlekes a louse, is the Kula Gufa, is talking about the louse of anywhere in her body. And obviously we see that every louse, that it, the blood of the louse is similar to the Dam of Nidus, and therefore it's saying, if she killed a louse, she could suspend the blood that looks like the dam of nida on her garment. But you said, no, only the blood of the louse of the head is similar to dam nidas, but the rest of the body is not. Says Gemara, no, it's not difficult. The Raisha, no, the Raisha Tormat, if she killed the louse of her head, then she could suspend the blood on her garment, that it's the blood of the dead louse. But you're right, the rest of the body wouldn't have that same color. Another interpretation, Ami Vardina, which his name was Ami, but he was called Vardina, either because he was beautiful as a verit, as a rose, as the Gemara Gittin calls him Ami Shaprina, who was beautiful, or Vardina is the name of a place, as the Gemara brings in Erevin Daf Mem Tesem and Alf. But either way, Amr Bavo, he said the name of Rebbe Bavo, it's Kedam Etzba Ketana Shal Yad. It's like the blood of the small finger of the hand, Shenagfa V'chaisa V'chaz V'nagfa, which it got injured, it healed, and it got injured again. Which that type of, the color of that type, of what the blood would look like then, is the blood that we're talking about. Now, v'loishal kaladim, it's not the pinky of every person that got injured, then healed, then got injured again. Elishal bachar shalay nasi isha, specifically a young man that didn't get married yet. Bad kam, until what age is that? Sad ben Esrim, until the age of 20. Now, in this interpretation, the Gemara is Masev in the following Brisa. The Brisa says, Toila, a woman could suspend her stain that she finds in her garment, bibna ubabaila, in her son and in her husband, meaning if one of them, the men in her life, had a wound, then maybe that's the blood that dripped when they were laying together, so she could say, oh, the blood on her sheets is not from herself, but rather it's from either her son or her husband. So one thing we see is that obviously the blood of her son and her husband is similar, and if we could suspend in it, to the dam of nidus. On that says the Gemara, well, Bishlam bibimnam mishkacha, so we understand regarding her son, we could find the qualification that we just said, that what's the color of the blood of the injured pinky? It's that of someone who is not even married yet. Okay, it could be her son is not married. But how could you suspend it on her husband, but he's married to her? So how could you say that it's only by the blood of someone that looks like that if it's not married? So Rabbi Yitzchak, he says, yeah, you could have it. They got married, they went to the Chuba, but they didn't have Bia yet, and therefore the blood would still look the same. That's the qualification. Therefore, it could even be her husband, that she could suspend that the blood is from him and not from her. Another interpretation of a Mishnah of Nachman, he says, Kedam HaKaza. This red blood that we're saying is Dam HaMaka is like the blood of bloodletting. The color of, when bloodletting, that is the color of the Dam HaMaka to be Dam Nida. I mean to say, if the blood coming out of a woman looks like that, that would be tummy. However, Meisvi, the Gemara asked from the following Brisa on all the interpretations. The Brisa brings that Meisvi was an incident, but Tolera Meir suspended, meaning to say, as a way of excusing the blood of her stain, that we shouldn't suspect that it's from her, as a Ketem Tap of Chaf Aman Aleph, Bekiler, which is on plaster, which is a type of ointment that's used for vision purposes, but it's red, and the woman had been handling it. So he said, oh, so the stain that she has was from that keeler, not from her uterus. And so to Rebbe, Talibis Rav Shikma, Rebbe suspended it on, a woman was involved with the sap of a sycamore tree. Now, obviously we see that keeler and this Rav Shikma is similar to the blood of Anidis, even though it's not so red. So therefore it's difficult on all the interpretations we brought that they're differentiating between the blood of a young man, differentiating if he's married or not because it's redder, so too the blood of the last of the head versus the blood of the last of the rest of the body. Now, my lava adam, isn't this brisa obviously talking about that they suspended it on keeler or sraf shikma for the red ones, and we see even though these are lighter than that, they still said, oh, it's similar to damnidus, and yet we're splitting hairs and saying if he's married or not, when here we see that it's totally not even that red, and still they're saying that it has the same color as damnidus. So the Gemara, no, Ashar Damim. They were going the other bloods that we mentioned in the Mishnah. Those are lighter. Those could be confused and therefore be suspended with Keeler and Besrav Shikma. But what we said for Adam of Dam Hamaka, that was yes, as we were saying, it would be even the difference between a Bachar that's married or a Bachar that's not. Now, the Gemara brings a story that a Memor Mazutra Vavashi have a Yasvi Kame Umana, which goes, as we said, regarding the last interpretation that we brought, which one interpretation says that the blood of Adam, like a Maka, is that of Dam HaKaza, of the bloodletting. So we had the different Amirom that was sitting in front of the bloodletter, which Talmudic at times it was the practice for medicinal purposes to let blood. Shakli Le Karna Kamaisal Amemor, the first vial was taken from Amemor. Chazi, he saw the blood coming out. Amalu, he said to them, Adam Ditnan, the red that we learned in our Mishnah, that if the woman had that color from a body, would be Tamez Nida, is Kihai, is like this color. Now, Shakle Achrite, then they took the second vial from him. Amalu, Ishtani says, it already changed. Now it's not that Dam HaKaz, like we said, it's not that Dam of Adam of Dam HaMak. Now, Amr Vash, he says, Kegoyin Anah, someone like me, the Loidana bin Hai Lahai, that I can't differentiate between the first vial and the second vial, I shouldn't be someone that's looking at Dam Nida, I shouldn't be involved in this halacha of differentiating, of saying if the woman's Tame or Tar, because I can't differentiate between these colors, which is the difference between being Dam Tame or Dam Tar, which is the Dam of Nida, or other types of colors that are not considered Tame for Dam Nida.